During and after World War II, the U.S. rapidly gained ascendancy in science, propelled by government funding such as for the National Science Foundation in 1950, plus vigorous private research such as at Bell Labs, the laser, the transistor, the cell phone. Scientists, both local and from war-ravaged nations and up-and-comers, read China, flocked to the U.S. In 2024, one-third of all physicists, chemists, geologists, astronomers, and biologists were foreign-born. U.S. science runs on a critical foundation, the brains of immigrants. China has raced to the top in major measures of scientific productivity. Shockingly, the last 3 months have unraveled core parts of U.S. science that will take decades, if ever, to restore. American and foreign scientists are deported or are leaving the U.S. voluntarily for China, France, and elsewhere, as if going into exile. Major universities may consider leaving. Their motivation is writ large in administration attacks on individual scientists such as Dr. Fauci, on DEI groups, on whole universities such as Columbia, on whole scientific fields, some of them biomedical and otherwise critical. U.S. science is in for a very hard landing. English will remain the language of science. Its authors will mostly be non-native speakers. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy, viewable at greatschools.org.